The following program contains names, places, and events that have been anonymized or fictionalized for the purposes of protection and safety. The following program is provided for entertainment purposes only, and any commentary from the hosts are strictly conjecture and should not be held as making any definitive statements about the truth or identity of any particular individuals or circumstances. If you or a loved one are involved in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for support.
Good morning. I love Mondays. How are you,
Good
Hannah?
Good morning, sunshine. I'm awake early because I had to get up and get excited for a Mackenzie undercover story.
We had this when I was in middle school. We had this chorus. I was in like chorus, and this teacher, she would like do the thing where you have to like get your mouth moving and get it practicing. And so she was like, "You have to sing this song," and it goes, "I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake." And so I was like, this lady's crazy. But now, like, it does not leave my head. So, like, on Monday mornings, I get so excited for the episode. And I'm like, I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
It's a good little articulation.
It is. So if you're having a bad Monday morning and you're like, you want to be alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic, just say that and you're welcome, because now I hope that that's...
It's going to get so stuck in everybody's head. Alive, awake, alert,
enthusiastic. They're going to be like, I hate you, Mackenzie, because I could not stop saying that all day. Anyways, we have a great episode for you today because it's a Mackenzie undercover story. If you're new to the Dating Detectives, I'm a private investigator. I've been a PI for 17 years, and I share some of the stories that I've experienced over my course of being a PI. And I never thought they were super interesting. And now, after so many years, everybody's like, you got to share your stories. And I'm like,
every single one is good.
Yeah. And then, like, every time I tell a story, everybody's like, that was crazy. And I'm like, it was. And now when I hear them back, I'm like, that is pretty wild.
Like, oh, so, yeah, that's not normal. Like, the stuff that you have seen. Yeah, you could write a
but
book.
But
you
just
get
so used to it. Yeah, like, yeah. I just became so numb to stuff. So anyways, this one's kind of crazy. So I need you guys to pay attention, okay? Because it gets a little wonky, and I need you to put your
Do I need like, a thinking pen and paper?
You probably want to draw out a timeline. No, it's not
I
that
might.
Bad. You'll see.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but you might want to take notes. But if you don't, it's fine. I'll make sure everybody
It's all right. We'll do check-ins. We can do check-ins to review.
Yeah, we can check in. Okay, so are you ready to get into it?
As ready as I'll ever. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Just like pretty much any story that you'll find me telling you when it comes to these, we call them domestic cases when it has to do with a husband and a wife or, you know, a cheating spouse situation, whatever. And they always start basically the same way. The wife contacted me to follow her husband because she suspects that he's cheating, right? So whenever I get a call like this or an email or whatever, I always ask questions. I want to know more. What makes you think that? So I do a full-blown, like, investigation, interrogation, which that makes
Thank
sense,
God.
Right? Like, yeah.
Thank you for doing that for our sake. Our nosy asses.
Well, because you never know. Like, you want to know who you're doing an investigation on, why they want the investigation. It's a liability thing. I want to make sure that this isn't just, like, something where they're going to use the information and go hurt this person. Like, that's scary, right? So I want to make sure checks and balances, whatever. So I get a call from this wife, and as always, I want to find out more. I ask her, why do you suspect he's cheating? And she tells me the usual suspects, okay? She says he's changed his passwords, which is really weird. Like, normally I have access to his phone, but he's kind of taken that away. And she notices that he's hiding credit cards, and she's finding these credit card bills, like, in the trash, and she'll, like, one day she opened the trash, she saw this credit card bill, and she said, I lifted it up out of the trash, and I was like, I don't recognize this credit card, like, and their finances are combined. So this isn't something where, like, you know, if he opens a credit card, he usually tells her, and she thought that was really weird. And she said he's just acting really weird, and sometimes, like, two or three times she's caught him up late at night on his phone when he was in the bathroom, like, saying that he's going to the bathroom when really she's, like, walked in on him and he's, like, on his phone. So their phone lines are separate because they have separate phone lines with the kids. So his is separate from hers. So she doesn't have access to his phone bill. So it's not like she can just like pull it up and look and see who he's talking to. So anyways, so she thinks that these things are suspicious, which I mean, that tracks, right? Like, sure. What do you think? Like, that sounds normal, right?
Oh, totally. Suspicious? Yeah, absolutely. Wait, how long have they been married and kids? What's
yeah, the, so they've been, the they were, at this point, they were married 11 years.
All right. Yeah, that's weird.
11 years and they have two teenagers. Okay. So they're like normal, like I suspect he's cheating type things, right? So these are really common. I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of a cut and dry case. Like, this is basically like your normal everyday domestic case, whatever. So I, again, I always ask a ton of questions. I mean, everything you can think of. Is there like, is there a history of violence? Is there all of these things? And I specifically asked her, as I normally do, has there been any infidelity in the relationship before? Like, is this something new? Is this like, has, is this something that you're, you know, experiencing for the first time? I'm trying to understand the history of the relationship. She tells me, no, there's never been infidelity that she knows of. Like, she's, this is very new to her. She doesn't understand what's going on. She wants answers. So at this point I'm like, okay, I'm sympathetic to her quest and I want to know what's going on. So we determine on a specific day when she thinks he is like out doing something he says he's not going to do or doing something he's not supposed to do. And she says, well, he's usually he'll go off on the weekends and sometimes he'll say that he's going to Home Depot or whatever, but he's gone for a long time. So she tells me a specific day happens to be on a weekend. And she says, I want you to follow him on this day. So I say, okay, that sounds reasonable based on what you're telling me and based on your history and what he normally has going on. So when I follow someone, my process is basically go to their house first thing in the morning and document all of their activity throughout the day. So he leaves, I leave. If he goes into a store, I go into a store. I want to see where he's going, who he's talking to, what he's doing, all the things.
It always makes me so impressed that nobody notices you. Like, you're so good at blending in.
It's true. And a lot of people are like, how does anybody not spot you? You guys don't understand. Like, the personality that you see on my social media and on this podcast and this vibrant, bubbly, like, cheery.
Alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. You don't see. When I'm on a case, I am very, like, my head is down. I'm very quiet. I'm very focused. I'm very, like, I got a hat on. Like, it's not. Like, I'm not wearing a full-on disguise, but I'm very, very hiding in plain sight. It's
your
just something
alter
I'm
ego.
Really good at. Yeah, kind of, right? So I follow this guy wherever he goes, into every store. He goes to Bass Pro Shops, right? He goes to another sports store, a shoe store. Like, this dude is out and about minding his own business, just all willy-nilly, enjoying his Saturday, and just, I don't know, just kind of popping around different stores. He went to, like, this tire shop, like, running errands by himself, okay? And mind you, when he goes into these stores, I usually follow these people inside. So if he goes into Bass Pro Shop, I went in with him. I want to know what he's doing, like where he's going, who he's talking to. I never want to assume that just because he's going into a store that he's not meeting someone there, or maybe he's having a rendezvous in the, you know, with the cashier. Like, you never know. So I usually follow them in anywhere and I videotape. So I get covert video inside these stores, whatever. So after he's shopping, you know, nothing exciting is happening and he's just going to his next place. Well, then he goes to a sports bar. Okay. And so he goes into the sports bar, and after following him into all these different stores, I decided I'm not going to follow him into the sports bar right away. If you go into a sports bar, usually you're going to be there for a little while. So I let him go in. I figure he's going to find a table. He's going to get situated and I'm going to give him time to do that. So that way, when I walk in later, he's kind of, you know, not focused on just getting there. He's focused on the menu and doing other things. Okay.
Yes. The sports ball on the screen, whatever.
Yeah. Like there's, there. And this is one of those places with like 60 like TVs along the walls, like watching all the sports ball games. Like, I don't know. I hate those places because I don't do sports, but it's fine.
Last time you were in a sports ball bar, things went a little nasty. Y'all should go back and listen to, I forget what it's called. It's an early episode.
Gosh, it was one of our first Mackenzie Undercover. It was, you have to go listen to that episode. It was wild. So I let him go into the sports bar, right? And I was just going to wait, let him get settled down, and then go in later. Well, while I'm in the parking lot and I'm waiting outside to go in, letting him get settled, I get a call from one of my girlfriends, and she's also a private investigator. And believe it or not, you guys, I know probably more female PIs than male PIs. Like, if you're a private investigator in the state of Florida, I probably have your number in my phone. Like, I've probably met you. I've probably talked to you. Yeah. We know each other. We're friends. So I get a call from one of my friends. She's a PI, and she says, hey, this might be a weird question, but do you happen to be at the, and then she names the wing place. Are you happen to be at the sports bar, this wing place? And I'm like, yeah, why? And like, she knows my car. So, well, she just happened to see me sitting there. She gives me a call and she goes, you doing a surveillance? Are you not working today? I said, no, I'm doing a surveillance. Well, she says, and mind you, my windows are blacked out, so she can't see if anybody's in the car. She just noticed my car and just was like, hey, is this yours? It was a very common car.
She was in PI mode. Yeah,
she's in PI mode. You know, we know. When we see another PI, we kind of know it. So I said, yeah, I'm doing a surveillance. She says, no way. What a coincidence. I'm here too. I'm doing a surveillance. And I was like, no way. That's crazy, right? I don't believe in coincidences at all. So I was like, that's wild. Well, so then I'm starting to ask probing questions. And I'm like, what is your subject doing? And she's like, oh, my girl, I'm following this lady. And she's sitting in her car on her phone. And just to let you guys know, when we chat with other private investigators, like, we're like, oh, what is your guy doing? Oh, nothing, picking his nose. What's your guy's doing? Oh, what kind of case is it? Oh, it's a domestic. I got a workers' comp case. And like, we just kind of talk about the cases we're working and just kind of share with each other. Like, what are you doing? What'd your guy do? Where'd your guys go? Like, you know what I mean? It's just what we do. We're sharing notes with each other and we're comparing our notes to one another. And she's telling me that her girl's in her car on her phone. And she's like, she's been sitting in her car forever. And it's so annoying. And I will tell you that doing surveillance, when you follow someone to like a store or like when they get in their car and they just sit on their phone, which by the way, I do all the time.
Yeah.
You never know if they're like calling the cops on you. So you don't know if you're busted or if they're just like just not in a hurry to get to
just
the next place.
Finishing their latest episode of The Dating Detectives, you know.
Right? And so you never know. And so when they just, yes. And so like there are times I pull into my garage after taking my son to school and I just sit there for like 30 minutes or an hour just like working, editing a video. Like it's just, it's
comfortable. It's the best office.
Yes, but there are times that someone has done that and they have called the cops on me. And so you never know. You're like, oh my God, should I leave? Am I busted? Do I stay? What do I do? Anyway, so she tells me her girl's sitting in her car, you know, just on her phone, all willy-nilly, not doing anything. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so we start comparing more notes and we ask each other, like, what kind of case do you have? And she's like, oh, it's a domestic case. My client thinks that his wife is cheating on him. And I'm like, oh, my client thinks that her husband is cheating on her and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, well, where did your case start? And so, like, because we all pretty much work in the area that we live. And so we ask questions like, oh, where were you working? Oh, I was in this town. Oh my gosh, no way, me too. So anyways, we start narrowing down and start figuring out. We're like, wait a minute, you're at this place and I'm at this place? No way, that's crazy. So anyways, Hannah is putting her finger to her mouth like, wait, what? I'm dying to know your thoughts. What are you thinking?
I mean, there's no way your subjects could be cheating together, could they? too easy. But you know, we'll see. It's never as simple as we think.
Right. Okay. So Hannah suspects that my client and my friends, or my subject and my friend's subject, are the two that are cheating together. Crazy, right? Okay. That would be wild. So we are comparing more and more notes and we're like, no way. After asking enough questions, I find out that her subject, the person that's on her phone in her car, is my subject's wife. She is my client.
Oh no.
So my client is doing surveillance on her husband just like I am. Okay, so now
and
I'm pissed.
The husband. Oh, wait, I was just clarifying. So the PI you're friends with was hired by the husband to do surveillance on your client.
Who I am doing surveillance on
each other. Okay.
So they hired surveillance on each other. Yeah.
I feel like we could just have some old-fashioned couples therapy communication instead of having to hire PIs on each other, but it's a better story this way.
Oh, we'll get to the communication. So, okay, if you are struggling to keep up, a woman hired me to follow her husband because she suspected that he was cheating. So I follow him. Also, the guy that I'm following has hired a PI who happens to be one of my friends. And he wants her to follow his wife. Okay. So husband and wife both have surveillance on them at the same time. Well, I'm pissed because I think that the woman, my client, is doing surveillance on me, doing surveillance on her husband. So I'm like, if you don't trust me to do a surveillance, then like, why are you paying me? Like what? Like, just do it yourself then, like, which is illegal. So I would never like recommend that to anyone. But also like, I thought she was checking up on me to see if like I was really doing surveillance. Like, I was like, why? Like, that doesn't make sense. But then I was like, why would he hire surveillance on her? So come to find out, he tells my friend who's a PI that he thinks that she's cheating. Okay. So now both of them thinks that each other is cheating as far as we know, right? Neither one of them have any idea that the other one is being followed. They think that they are the ones that have hired a PI and their spouse is being followed. They don't know that they themselves are being followed. Okay. Okay. So I go inside as if I would if my client wasn't sitting right there. Okay. So I let him get settled down and I decide, what would I do if she wasn't here? I would go in. That's what I was going to do anyways. So I go in, I find a table to sit at where I have a good visual of my guy sitting at his table. And he's sitting at the table with another guy. There's a pitcher of beer between them. They're ordering like, you know, appetizies from the waitress and they're, you know, she's getting wings. And they're bringing napkins and they're both watching the opposite wall of like sports ball or whatever. And they're just kind of hanging out like, you know. And so I'm thinking, oh, no, this is when I thought it was just like the other case where it was like, oh, no, this guy's with this other guy and he's cheating with a dude, whatever. And so like, but you never know. So you never want to assume as a PI because it's like you just can't. You cannot assume anything. So he's in this place with this guy and they're totally buddies. Like they're not, nothing weird is happening. Like it's totally, he's just there with his buddy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like that. So I guess his friend was already there when he arrived and they joined each other at the table. Okay. So they're watching TVs, whatever. Well, then they leave. They leave in separate cars. They go their separate ways. Well, when he leaves I'm trying to go slow so I make sure I say it right. When my subject leaves the bar, his wife, who he is having followed, is following me, following him. Like, she's also following him alongside me. Like, she thinks that I don't know that she's there at this point, which I wouldn't have known if my friend...
Do you think she knows that you're there?
Of course she knows I was there. Like, she knew that I was
there. She told you to go follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just like, does she know where you guys were going? Because she didn't tell you like, oh, he's going to the sports bar today. She just told you to follow him in general, but she obviously knew.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. So she's obviously following along with me because she knew where he was. Like she followed him too. So anyways, he leaves the sports bar. So I'm following this guy because he's my subject and I'm going to follow him everywhere he goes. Well, she's also following me because and I know that because my friend is telling me like, oh, she's right behind you. Like, you know,
and right.
I'm like, all right.
And
we're
she does
like
not know
there.
That your friend is following her. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah,
on this parade.
Yeah, so she does not know. So it's the subject, right? It's the husband. I'm following him. The wife is following me and the PI is following the wife.
It's a parade.
Okay. It's a freaking parade. Okay. And she's in her own car, by the way. Like, I mean, could you at least have like borrowed someone else's car, like rented a car? She's in her own car, like all willy-nilly. And it's not just like a common car. Like it is a common car, but it's just like you could spot it.
Yeah,
easily.
You still know
like,
your wife's even, car.
Yeah, like it doesn't take a rocket surgeon. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever. So then I finish up the surveillance as if nothing happened. He goes home. She stays out a little bit longer. Like she circles the block and she goes to like the Circle K. And my friend had told me that she had gone to, she stopped at like the dollar store. And she said that it looked like she was killing time. So she goes home. So at the end of the day, the surveillance is done, right? I did what I'm supposed to do and I call my client as if nothing happens. And I'm like, I'm just going to tell her what happened, give her an update. And the other PI is going to give her client his update, whatever. Well, before we decided to do that, I talked to the other PI and I said, let me talk to my client first. Like, let me get her on the horn before you call your client, okay? So I had to, and the other PI is obligated to tell her client like what her subject was doing. So I was like, let me talk to her first before you call him. So she's like stalling also. So anyways, I had to talk to my client like real fast before the other PI had to call her client. And like, this is dangerous also because they can get mad at each other and like they could start a fight. You could be there. Like,
yeah.
This is dangerous for a PI. Like if you start interfering with your own investigation that you hired out, like that could really affect my safety that, and it could just mess up the whole investigation and people are going to do things that they might not normally do if you weren't there.
Yeah, you can't
so it's really dangerous.
Anyone. You don't know them, you know?
Yeah, like totally. Don't interfere with my investigation. First of all, why are you paying me? And second of all, go away because you're annoying me. Okay, so I get my client on the phone immediately and I tell her right away, I said, was that you that was following me? I feel like I recognize you there or whatever.
I was curious whether you'd say something.
Yeah, so I did. I told her, I said, you know, I noticed you were following, and I didn't want to say anything before because I wanted to see how it played out. Like I wanted to see what was actually going on. So I tell her that I know that she was following me, but I didn't want to tell her that she was being followed because then that's a breach of Chapter 493, Section 6119. I'm not allowed to tell her that. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like that's privileged. So I said, I noticed that you were following me, you know, whatever. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, listen, I need you to tell me, like, what's the real story? What's going on? Why would you hire me if you're going to do this on your own, which I don't recommend? But also, I don't want to be involved in this if it's like, because there's a chance that it could get dangerous. And that's not something I want to be involved in. And so I'm kind of like letting her know, like, this is unacceptable. It's inappropriate. It's dangerous. I don't like it. Like, you know, I don't want to be a part of it. Like, let me do my job, but let me do it safely without you being there. And like, because
and it's not going to work. Like, it doesn't help if you find stuff out about him and then she comes barging in like,
thank you. Like the Kool-Aid Man episode. Did you guys hear the Kool-Aid Man episode? Like,
this episode is becoming just a callback.
It's like
a nostalgia.
It's like an amalgamation. Yes, it's an amalgamation of all the stories you've ever told. So I kind of got onto her. I was like, it's just too dangerous. So she ends up spilling her guts and she tells me the whole story. Are you ready?
What story? What? Okay.
So a couple of years ago, she cheated on her husband with an ex-boyfriend from high school.
Yes.
Okay. So she cheated on him. Yeah. The husband didn't find out until several years later. Because one of the kids saw a text message on mom's phone and one of the kids, they're teenagers, they're 13 and 15. The kids told the dad that they had seen these text messages on mom's phone. And so that's how she got caught. But it was a conversation. They were talking about how they had hooked up several years ago, right?
Oof.
So they get into a fight, okay? And the husband, who she hired me to follow, he told her, he said, well, I don't want to be with you. I want to break up. I want a divorce. Like, that's not, you know, and he used the words she said that he told her, there were many times I could have cheated on you and I didn't because how nice am I? Like, because I'm such a nice fella, yeah. Right? And which I feel like is kind of mean. Like, don't say, like, you know, don't really say it. Like,
yeah.
That's kind
of, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, his wife, he just found out his wife cheated. Like, you're going to say things.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Hurt, but. Yeah, it's not like you don't get a prize for, like, the thing you promised you wouldn't do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, integrity doesn't, like, that's your prize is being, you know, being someone who's honest, whatever. Anyways, so she cheats on him a while back ago. They were going to break up. And she said, well, if you had these opportunities to cheat on me, I'll tell you what. Let's make it even, Stevens. I'll give you a hall pass.
Oh, my God.
So she says,
can't end well.
To make it even, we're going to make it fair. You go cheat on me back since I cheated on you. You go cheat on me. Like, I'll give you a hall pass. We're going to make it fair. You go do what you got to do. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to break up. And she's like, but listen, if you, because he had told her that he was having a hard time getting past it, which is, that's hard to get past, right?
Yeah.
So she said, But at least we can stay together. We've got the kids. Like, they only have a couple more years here in the house. Like, let's, you know, make the best of it. Stay together. And you just go do your thing. You get a hall pass. Go do whatever it is that you want to do. No questions asked. Hall pass. So he says, all right, bet. So he decides that he's going to take her up on this hall pass, okay? So he uses his hall pass. And he gets with a girl that he went to high school with. Okay, so they, and mind you, these, they connected in high school. Like, that's how they met.
Oh, it's so their circle. Okay.
Yeah, so now, mind you, both of the people that they cheated on each other with, or that they, you know, stepped out on their marriage with, were people that the other one knew. So it kind of like, it kind of stings a little bit more, right? Like, oh, you know that person, like, whatever. So he takes the hall pass. He hooks up with this girl. He tells her about it. Like, he keeps her totally open about the whole thing. And she said he was very honest about everything. He told me details I didn't necessarily wanted to know, but I needed to know. And, you know, now I understand why he was so hurt. Now we're both hurt the same and everything's fine. We're back to, you know, zero. So now they're both hurt that the other one has stepped out, right? And they're both like, now they're both damaged even worse. So you're just adding trauma, but whatever.
Again, is the therapist? Where is the couple's therapist? This is the communication we were talking about. My goodness.
Oh, but wait, it's not done. But here's another thing. When my friend interviewed her subject or her client, who is the target of my investigation, when she interviewed him initially to see about previous infidelity, he also said, nope, no infidelity. My wife is just acting weird. So, like, I don't know if people think, like, oh, you won't take my case seriously if there's, like, infidelity or if there's, like, a situation, whatever. Like, I don't know if they just think we won't take the case or they think we won't care or something. Or if they're embarrassed,
they don't want to share if there's something.
I mean, maybe,
happened.
But, like, but you have to be honest. Like, you have to tell me so that I know, because otherwise it messes with the whole, like, you know what I mean? A history says a lot about an investigation. And so anyways, they both lied about whether or not there was infidelity.
I can't
so
wait.
So she decides that she cannot believe the audacity of him to take her up on a hall pass. How dare he? She cannot believe that he said, okay, fine, I'll take you up on that hall pass. She told me, she said, I just couldn't believe he actually accepted it. Like, he should have just forgiven me and we should have moved on. I wanted to do the right thing and be nice by offering a hall pass. I can't believe he actually took it. Like, how dare he?
She's a little Looney Tune.
Okay, right?
She probably was a little more attracted to him after he did that, because she was probably like, oh shit, he has a backbone. Like, I can't just walk all over him.
Right?
But, yeah.
That's what I think too. And so he takes his hall pass and she cannot believe the audacity of this man to take her up on it, right? So she says, I'm just like, I cannot believe you. You are treacherous. You are like a horrible human being. How could you cheat on us like that? Like, I did it and it was a mistake. You did it on purpose and blah, blah, blah. Now, mind you, this is someone who gave him this hall pass. Like, she said, I want this. And he said, no, 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 I don't want to do that. That's not the right thing to do. And she said, yes, please. I really think it'll help, because then we'll both be hurt the same way and we're both back to zero. Okay.
Okay.
You guys, Hannah's face, she is mortified. She's like horrified.
The logic here. It's just, it's a silly plan, but we'll see where it leads. It leads to Mackenzie and the other PI getting in on this foursome. They might as well just jump into ethical non-monogamy. Make it trendy.
Right? So yeah. Hold on. That's not the end. Hannah's eyeballs are their biggest saucers. Okay. Okay, you guys, I have gross news for you. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? So gross, right? It can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses. It's just gross. Let me recommend to you Miracle Made bed sheets. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. Did you mamas hear me? 3 times less laundry I don't know how many of you just heard that and perked up. If you wake up too hot or too cold, my husband is always too hot. Check out these sheets. Your temperature at night, it can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality, right? Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. And they are luxuriously comfortable. And when I say that, I mean it. My husband and I use them and we love them. And they don't have the high price tag of other luxury brands. And they feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. So gross, right? Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts, acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/TDD to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one or for your husband, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo TDD at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle Made is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/TDD and use the code TDD to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/TDD to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. She's heartbroken. So she decides, how dare he? I can't believe the audacity. I'm going to get him back. So she cheats on him again for him cheating on her with Hall Pass Girl. So she says, that's it. You cheated on me with Hall Pass Girl. I'm going to get you back. Like, bitch, you already got him and now he's already got you and now you're trying to get him before you get got again. Yeah, but that's how you got. And so now everybody's out here like, have you ever seen that Madea movie? She's talking to Dr. Phil and she's like, I got to get them before they get got. Well, got him and he got her and now she got him back. And so anyways, so she steps out on him again. So she cheats on him again. And
same guy says, or different?
A different guy. So she cheats on her husband with a different guy because he cheated on her with Hall Pass Girl, right? Well, meanwhile, after she cheats on him, she wants me to follow him to see if he's still talking to Hall Pass Girl. She wants to make sure that he is done with her because now she doesn't think that he's done with her. Now she thinks that since he got with Hall Pass Girl, now he's still talking to her. So she wants to see, is he still talking to her, right? Like, and if he was still talking to her, she was going to let him have it. Like, she was going to let him know, you're in big, big trouble, mister. Like, you cannot cheat on me and get away with it.
I also did. Like, okay.
Like, who does this girl think she is? I hate to sound like a 5-year-old, but you started it.
You
like,
started you know it. What I mean? Yeah, she did. Oh, my God.
Honestly. So, okay. So she cheats on him again for using Hall for getting with Hall Pass Girl. And now she wants to know, well, is he still talking to Hall Pass Girl? Because, and isn't it always true, the person who's accusing is usually the one that's
I've
doing the misdeeds, right?
I've been thinking that the whole time. Oh my goodness, of course.
So as it turns out, okay, she tells him, I cheated on you, right? So he wanted to follow her to see if she was still cheating because after he had found out she cheated again, right? And aww. So talking to my PI friend, like we're comparing notes, apparently she has been encouraging him, go out with your buddies, go do whatever you want to do, go whatever. And he said, that's why I was leaving the house. I thought she didn't want me there. The only reason he was getting out of the house was because he felt unwanted because she kept cheating on him. He said, the only reason I ever slept with this other girl was because that was she insisted, like that was the way that she thought we would be even. And then we could go back to having our normal relationship. Right. So he loves his wife.
He's got to run.
Well, yeah, it turns out there was no proof of him ever cheating outside of Hall Pass Girl. All the things that she found that she thought were him cheating was just nothing. It was just him overthinking. He opened a credit card so he could buy a set of golf clubs. And then once he paid them off, he closed the credit card. Like that was proven. He found that he showed her the thing. He said, I just opened this card to buy a set of golf clubs. And I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to get mad at me, but it was just golf clubs. Like that's it. And they're in his garage. Clubs. Like it wasn't a gift for anyone else. Like the phone calls, he showed her that he never is on the phone that late. Like, there's never been any proof of him talking that late. He actually told her, he said, sometimes I just go sit on the toilet and I just watch TikTok videos. He was able to prove that by showing there's been no phone calls on his phone that late, like ever. Like, the guy does not talk on the phone, much less that late. Like, he's just not one of those guys, right? So zero proof of him cheating, but he actually did find out that not only did she cheat on him initially, not only did she cheat on him for getting with Hall Pass Girl, but then she continued to cheat on him. And he actually found that out because of her phone records, because he made the kids get like sign on to their phone thing or whatever so that he could look at the phone records. And so he found her records or whatever, right?
That's tough that the kids have been involved at different points in this. I know that's sometimes inevitable, but that's always so sad.
But here's the kicker. So the other PI told the guy, like, your wife was following you. And he goes, yeah, I know. I have her location.
Oh, what is going on in her brain? Is there any light on up there?
No, none. And so he knew that she was following him the whole time. But he had nothing to hide because he never cheated on her. And he never wanted, the only reason he slept with Hall Pass Girl was to make his wife feel better so that she would think they were even. Like, that's all he wanted to do. Like, he never talked to that girl again. Like, and okay, so the other PI was talking to the husband, and the husband said, please call her. This is the girl, like, call her. And so the other PI actually did an interview with her, and she's like, he told me the whole situation. That's the only reason. And she said, we didn't even enjoy it. Like, it was just something we did.
I'm like imagining him just crying during the sex and being like,
yeah, like that's like, she said that he told her the whole story and he just wanted to like appease the wife by saying, okay, I did what you wanted me to do. And so the whole time, like, he knew that she was following him, but he had nothing to hide. But I guess he wanted to prove to her that she was the problem, not him.
I can't believe he did go through with the hall pass. That is sad to me because, yeah, like I said, I'm just imagining him like knocking on the woman's door like, hey, you up? It's like the saddest booty call you could ever think of.
I know. I can only imagine, like, that probably wasn't even sexy.
Oh, God. The woman who went through with it, what was she doing? I would be, if a guy came to me and was like, my wife said I had to sleep with someone to make it even, I'd be like, okay, honey, this is like 7 minutes in heaven when you pretend to hook up in fourth grade, but
yes,
you don't actually.
Yes.
Like, that's what I'd be like, if you need to say that, then I guess, but we're not doing that. Oh, man.
Yeah. So after this whole situation, this whole debacle, they tried to make it work, right? And she's like, oh, well, you can have another hall pass. And he goes, F you, forget you, like, I'm done. And then he finally found his worth. And he's like,
Thank goodness. I'm done.
Like, this is stupid. He actually still talks to my friend who's a PI, because before I was going to share this story, I was like, do you have any updates? And she said, the update is that they broke up. He divorced her. He has moved on. But he basically just kept saying, she's crazy. Like, there's no way. Like, I did what she wanted me to do. And then she held it against me. And then she cheated on me again. And then she wanted to make it right by offering me another hall pass when I didn't want the first one to begin with.
The sign of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Yeah, she's...
Hall pass was not a hall pass. Hall pass was her. It was an excuse for her. It was a test. And he failed it, even though he never wanted to take it.
He would have failed it either way.
That was there's no way to win that. How do you win that? So that's it. They broke up, and that is literally all she wrote.
Well, I hope that she's out there, like I said, practicing ethical non-monogamy with therapeutic overseeing, or perhaps she's just better off single. And
well, I feel like now, like, looking back on it, I feel like I think that it's possible for someone to cheat and feel regretful about it, and they feel guilty, like, it happened, right? And you get caught up in the moment, like, we're human, right? Not that it's right, but it happens. Okay, fine. Like, one time, like, shame on you, right? But then after that, I feel like she got so wrapped up in him cheating on her, like, she couldn't stand the fact that he took her up on the hall pass. And then I feel like she spiraled from there. And I feel like that was her spiraling.
Yeah.
That began her downward spiral. That's what it seems like to me, just based on what I know.
Which is sad.
It is sad. But, like, first of all, My husband can never have a hall pass ever. Like, that does not exist.
Let the record show.
Let the record reflect. But I feel like there are people who are, like, they're amenable to this. Like, they're like, okay, hall pass. Like, listen, I cheated on you. All right. You deserve a hall pass. Like, go do your thing. But I don't know. It just seems like it just opens up a whole nother can of worms that I'm not prepared for. Like, I don't know.
I think that this is a good guidebook on what not to do in the face of infidelity. Their communication was not there. And because also, even though they were discussing like things about how to reconcile, there was so much hypocrisy. Like, nobody was saying,
yes,
she wasn't saying anything she meant. Yeah, you identifying it as a spiral is true. And that's why, yeah, it is sad because she obviously, I'm curious people's responses to what that reaction is. I'm trying to be a little bit more empathetic than the like funny surface of this story is, because it's like she's doing the wrong thing. She's objectively wrong. And we could be like, she's crazy.
Right.
But it's also like, what goes into that thought process of doing something that on paper you could, she's, I can assume she sees that that is hypocritical. And yet she can't, like, she's lashing out. Like, she can't do anything else to control her relationship. It's just a nutty response.
Well, I'm just so curious. Like, I was curious what your reaction would be, because it is so, it's so, it's different, right? But also, I want to know what everyone else has to think. Like, we need to know what you guys think about this, because if you cheat or something, and I know a lot of people be like, I would never cheat. But like, I feel like there's a lot of things we say we wouldn't do. Like, oh, if I was a parent, I would never let my kid do that. And then you're a parent and it's, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. So like, if you're in this situation, right? Is that something you would do, is be like, oh, we'll get a hall pass? Because I would. I'd be like, no. Like,
no. I would not at all, especially since, first of all, if she's cheating, she doesn't know what it feels like to be cheated on. And then you get cheated on.
Right.
And, like, I see the logic of, oh, it's a different feeling. Know what it feels like to get hurt. But yeah, I would think that you would, I'm not saying that the hall pass is a good idea, but if you did go through with that, you'd probably not want to cheat again. Like, you'd realize how horrible it is if you're an empathetic person. But I think that that pain maybe was so intense that she was like, just had to do something to hurt him back. It's so, no, the hall pass is a bad idea. Objectively bad idea.
I don't like it. We're going to do it. We're going to do a poll. Like, I think, let's put up a poll. Like, hall pass or no?
Do you think, is there
hall pass or hard pass?
Hall pass or hard pass?
I'm a little beyond with this one. So like I said in the beginning, there's, I did not tell these PI stories because I was like, no way. Like, that's really crazy. Like, that's not really interesting. But as I tell it, I'm thinking back, like, I couldn't imagine being in a situation, especially now with my husband, like thinking back on how these PI stories are crazy, right? Like, they're insane. And all this time I was like, yeah, I'm just another day at work. But then when you hear them back and you think about it, I'm like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe she got revenge on something that she started, like something that she initiated.
What if I was like, okay, so I cheated on my boyfriend and I told him he could have a hall pass and he did it. I'm so mad at him. I'm going to cheat again. What do you think I should do, girlfriend? Like, what would you say? You'd be like, sorry.
Like, you're just perpetuating madness. What are you doing?
But I do want to hear, listeners, has the hall pass ever come up in your relationship?
Yeah, I need to know.
And also, is this like a thing that has, like, has anybody ever revenge cheated just like because they got cheated on? And how has that worked for you?
But if you're a lot of people that revenge cheat, like, they actually do it like after they broke up. Like, it's not to stay with someone. Like, they revenge cheat and then break up with the person.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Like, I'm going to hook up with your, oh, or that. Yeah. Or, I was thinking of like hooking up with someone that would hurt them after you've been hurt, like their best friend or something. But yeah, I know what you mean, where it's like, I'm going to do it and then it's over. But there's so many different kinds of cheating too.
Yeah, there is. And I feel cheating. Like everybody wants eye for an eye. But what you don't realize is if you like, you can't fight fire with fire, right?
No. Two wrongs don't make a right. And two rights make an airplane.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but sometimes they do make us feel better, but it's only temporary. You know what I mean?
Very, very temporary. And then you end up losing money by hiring PIs for no good reason when you could have spent that money on a goddamn couples therapist. The way
that's what I'm saying.
Like, people need help. Well, at least you got paid, girl. get your bag, hang out with your friend. You got to hang out with your PI friend.
But like, also, what are the chances that like he, if he knew, he knew that she was following him because he has her location. So he hired a PI, like basically number one, to see if what she was doing outside of following him. But number two, he really wanted to know if she was still stepping out. But like he, it was almost, it, it's almost funny because I feel like he hired a PI partly to like stick it to her. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you think you got me? I got you. And then you got me and now I got you. Now we both got. You know,
everybody's getting got. And nobody's going to therapy. I keep harping on that point because it's going just to therapy. So...
oh, thank God, nobody's getting therapy.
That was so a good funny. One. That was a fun one. I mean, not good. Well, I'm not happy for them, but I'm glad it didn't blow up. I'm glad there definitely would have been a world where everybody like had a face off that could have been bad. But everybody kind of knew what was going on. They just didn't tell each other they knew.
Crazy. So today on our social media, go to our Instagram, Dating Detectives Podcast, and find our story or our reel, whatever we decide to post it on. And we, oh, you can vote. When you make a reel now on Instagram, yes, you can add like a poll.
A little poll.
And so, yeah, let's do that. And we'll post it on our stories too. I want to know, I am dying to know what you guys think about this hall pass situation. Like,
is there is ever a world?
Dangerous? Yeah. Is there ever a world for you where this is something that you
was
would
maybe
be like,
but be a there's thing.
There's some people that are maybe like, well, I'm polyamorous and I don't care. So yeah.
Yeah. Or what if it's like you and your partner are not cheating on each other, but you're both like, let's have a hall pass together. Like, let's.
Yeah. Like, oh, we, you know, we love each other, but it would both be cool to sleep with someone else. So let's both do a hall pass. I don't know. For some relationships and some couples, I just feel like that's too dangerous.
I know. Also, y'all can DM us if you want to share anything, and we will never disclose anyone's identity. But if you have any personal stories that are kind of fun that you want to share, but you don't want us to say who you are, don't worry. We got you. But
yeah, and if you ever want to share, if you ever want to share stories like this and you want to be on the podcast, we can totally change your voice. We can change your name, anonymize you just so that you can have a voice and you, no one has to know that it's you. So we'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you email us your stories if you'd like, which Hannah always has that email address right front and handy.
It is investigate@thedatingdetectivespodcast.com.
Yay. I would have said it wrong again.
It's all right. It's all right. We all have our skills.
It's fine. It's fine. Nobody judge me. It's fine. I don't remember the email address to my own podcast. It's fine.
And then Patreon. Come on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. You guys, the Patreon's only $5 a month and you get 2 bonus episodes a month. And we do the Patreon lives where we connect with you. And there's like a forum. You can always chat with us. So it's just something really fun to be a part of. So take advantage of that. And we really appreciate you guys listening. And please, if you don't mind, wherever you listen to our podcast, would you please give us 5 stars? Or, I mean, you can give us less stars if that's your opinion, but really, can your opinion be 5 stars?
it really helps our... If it's less, you don't have to rate it.
I mean, yeah, if it's less, then don't
just
worry about it.
Just listen to something else.
but it really helps the podcast grow. So we really appreciate your support. We love you so much. And
we
share
really
us with
do.
A friend.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, it's fine if you're not... you can be sweet as a peach, but not everybody likes peaches. Like, you don't have to... You can go listen to something else if you want to.
Yeah, like, but, and also, like, please be our friend. But I mean, if you don't want to, it's fine. We're so bad at this. We're like, can you do this?
Like,
but
you
also,
like,
if you don't want to,
man,
like, it's
never
fine.
Mind.
It's fine. We're both people pleasers. So, like, we're, you know, whatever you want to do, it's fine.
We're working on it. This was a good one. I can't wait to hear what people think.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Okay, let us know what you guys think. And you guys, as always, trust your femtuition. We love you.
Bye.